and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life SP, presented by Say What Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. This is Life SP. I'm your host, Phoenix Ash. I say welcome back because I so appreciate you guys who are coming back to the show time and time again, who are retweeting it, reposting it on Facebook, putting it on Instagram. I appreciate you guys so much. I'm so glad that, I know I say so a lot, but I'm glad that you're getting a lot of fruit from this content because it's all fruit for me. It's my realizations. It's the things that I'm going through. It's the things that I believe will be in my toolbox for a long period of time. And sometimes those things got to get revisited for real, because we all know we learned the lesson, or we thought we learned the lesson and lasts for a while. But when we don't experience the trial that makes us use the tool, that sometimes we forget that we have the tool, or we forget how to use it. Or there are times in our lives where the tool just needs to upgrade. So there's a lot of things to unpack there, but you get what I'm saying. If you are a new listener, I appreciate you giving me a shot. I appreciate you letting me spit a little stuff in your ear. Hopefully you have a good time here and you'll become one of my repeat listeners. I appreciate you. So let's get into it. What was my message for the week? What talked to me all week that, you know, stood out or made the biggest difference for me all week? What message did I receive? Whew, and this week was heavy. So I've talked about it before, and so I'm going to mention it here. I don't typically go into details surrounding the incidences, but going to get a little bit into what it is now. So for a lot of you who have been here before and who have been here a long time, you know that my daughter Sadia is my first survivor, okay? She's my eighth child, but my only living. So I had a bunch of pregnancies, a couple of miscarriages, and then several preterm labors prior to having Sadia. They're all pretty traumatic. I think the most traumatic year of my life was the year before Sadia was born. She was born in 2015. But in 2014, in March, I gave birth to twin girls, Angel and Angelica. And in December of 2014, I gave birth to my son, Seven. And then, of course, 3 months later, the next March in 2015, I found out I was pregnant with Sadia. Even though I was supposed to be on a break, I was supposed to be like chilling, like, hold on, let me breathe. Let me get my emotions together. I had no time to do that. I was pregnant with Sadia, and she is my only healthy pregnancy. So although I was pregnant in a time frame that's not recommended, because they say, you know, if you get pregnant, I think in less than 6 months after your last miss, chances are a child isn't going to make it. But I was full term with her. I think I had her at 38 and a half weeks. So, hey, she's supposed to be here. And child, that was just complicated right there. But anyhow, all that to say, you know, again, other details of my life, right? I recently went through a divorce, and part of my divorce agreement would require me to move from my house, which I'm totally fine with. I'm totally, totally fine with. I want to do it. I want to sell my house. I want to start fresh. I want to start new. I want to move further into the life that I design for myself and the joy that I design for myself so that my daughter can bask in it as well. So that she can have a joyous mom, so that I can give her the proper emotional attention that's necessary, be able to help guide her and grow her in a way that is most healthy. I'm not taking anything away from myself throughout the process and through the emotional process or life-changing processes that have had to occur in the meantime because I did the damn thing and I'm doing the best I can. And my daughter is exceptionally happy. So something's going right somewhere. But I want to continue to grow that and nurture that. I don't want us to be stagnant. I want to just really fill up our lives with joy. And I believe to do that is to follow your dreams, is to be successful when you grab the pinnacle and, you know, just, you know, bask in it, which I'm learning to, right? Accept the accomplishment, celebrate the accomplishment, live in the accomplishment for a while so that we can get the fullness of it. Don't dismiss the accomplishment by just simply moving on to the next. If moving on to the next is necessary because of time frame or whatever, do that, but still celebrate the accomplishment. So in packing up my house, like right back to that, in packing up my house, which is an awful long process. It's a big house. It's a 4-bedroom house. It's only the two of us that live in here. And somehow we seem to live in almost every space except the basement. So the basement was the easiest to clean. I did that by myself. I'm very happy about that because I'm not a cleaner. At least not by some people's standards. But I cleared that whole basement out. So I'm very proud of that. But in putting everything away and putting everything aside, I came across the blessing certificates for the 3 children that I lost prior to Sadia's birth. And it gave me pause. It's been a long time since I thought about those certificates. It has not been a long time since I thought about those babies. I sometimes talk to those babies. I sometimes consider how they watch over Sadia, or how their strength and their love has contributed to why she is so strong and why she has just so much love to spill over. So I think about them often. I haven't thought about those certificates often. So I'm trying to decide, or I was trying to decide in the moment, what to do with them. Do I pack them up and take them to the new house? Do I give them to her father, because I had those children with him? What do I do? And I really sat there for a long period of time. You know, oh, did y'all hear my stomach rumbling? I gotta eat some. I want a beef patty and some fried dumpling. Dang it. Okay, I'm sorry. Distracted. I probably need coffee. But I sat there for a while thinking, what am I gonna do? And I let myself feel. I let some tears fall because they wanted to. It's been a long time since I cried in memory of them and had to pause to sort out some feelings. You know, I'm accustomed to the pain, so I know it hurts. So if someone else talks to me about the loss of children, I have that reference. I know it hurts. I know what it feels like. I don't have to go back into the emotion to dig around and see what that is. I know it. I memorize that pain. I know that pain off the top of my head. But this was different. This was the representation of that pain that was staring me in the face. Because I know that those children were blessed, whether they made it or didn't. I knew that they would always be blessed because I don't feel like God misses me or fruits from me with blessings. So I know that they're blessed. So no, these certificates for me were a representation of pain. They were a representation of loss. Yes, they were done in remembrance of, but I have them in my memory, not just in my mental memory, but the memory of my heart. You know, if you've ever been pregnant, you know that the attachment to the seed that's growing starts very early if you're going to keep the pregnancy. And I thought I was having these children. I made it to, you know, my second trimester. And I thought I was having these children. I knew their sex. I knew their names. So looking at those certificates was very hard. So what did I decide to do? I ended up getting rid of them. And for some, that would give pause, right? To be like, wait, what? You got rid of them? But I did. I did. And let me tell you why. And I kind of already partially told you why, right? Because for me, they represent pain. I don't want to live in pain. My memory has a part of that stored. Remember, I just said, I know that pain. I memorized that pain. I know it off the top of my head. I also know the love that I felt. And I know that off the top of my head. I took pictures of those certificates before I got rid of them because I was like, there's some permanency somewhere, right? I couldn't totally let it go. There's some permanency somewhere. But I didn't want a physical reminder in my space and to carry it into my new space where I'm starting new. This representation, this constant representation of pain. Like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to put them in plaques and put them on the wall. They're going to go in a drawer or in the back of a photo album like they were before. And honestly, I'm not going to look at them. I'm not going to dedicate time to look at them, cry over them. I'm not going to do that. I'm definitely going to tell my daughter about her siblings or, you know, when she gets older. But, you know, we're designing a space of joy. So we have to find a way to communicate that stuff in a place of joy, in a place of strength, in a place of, you know, this is what's to push you forward and let you know that you're supposed to be here because this is part of your birth story, as opposed to, I remember, I hurt, I miss them, I wish they were here. I can't live like that. I can't live in constant grief. That it just doesn't work for me. But I did take a picture because I was like, I'm good for making a hasty decision and not realizing it's a hasty decision and coming back to it, finding new information and being like, oh, I guess I should have kept that. So I took pictures, but I really didn't want a physical reminder because, you know, so many people, you know, will say that, you know, a scar is evidence of the healing. And I totally agree. I totally agree. But what if we not only healed from the wound, but we healed from the scar? What if there was not a mark? You know, people say, I don't look like what I've been through. Well, because you don't have the physical scar. You don't have the scar. So I'm saying, well, what if that was like that for my heart? What if that was like that for my emotions? What if I walk through life so joyous that there's no scar? That there's something that I had to heal from. You know, I'm gonna always have pieces of my story. I'm a writer, so I'm always gonna have areas in which I can release pieces of my story in some type of permanency. You know, there are pieces of my story already that exist throughout the books that I've written that are published. They're available on Amazon, by the way. Shameless plug. But there's always pieces of my story that's going to be built into what I do. So there's permanency of the story all around me. I don't need an additional scar. I don't. I'm not going to carry that representation of the pain around. Yes, it's a representation of what I've healed from, but I've healed. So I don't have to keep showing the pain in which I've healed from. Okay, there's new pain I'm sure to come. But I don't have to keep having my old pain show up on my face. I don't have to have my old pain show up when I introduce myself. I don't have to have my old pain show up when I love you. I don't have to have my old pain show up every time my heart does. So I got rid of the certificates because for me, they represented pain that I've healed from. It didn't represent love that I grew from. The love that I grew from is represented in my work, which each child I had, I got further into my writing career. Whether it be the decision to go to school and get my master's in writing, whether it be to go back to school because, you know, one of those preterm labors took me out of school for a semester. But, you know, I had to go back to school and I went back the next semester because I was like, this is to propel me. This is not to deter me. This is to push me harder to say who I'm doing this for because I'm good for doing it for somebody else before I do it for myself. So if this is the situation, then I have to, you know, move forward based upon the love that I have for these children who could have been here. My work is my permanent representation of the love that I grew from. And that includes 2 preterm labors in the same year. Well, you know, I gotta say 3 because when I had the twins, they weren't born together. They were born hours apart. I had one at like 9 o'clock in the morning and the other one was born at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was in the hospital for a week because I lost a lot of blood and there was transfusions. But evidence of that situation in which I grew from is all throughout my work. I don't need another scar of the pain that I've healed from because I've healed. And I don't need to keep telling my story from a place of pain where I need to be comforted. When I tell this story, it's going to be a place of growth, a place of healing, a place of I'm only telling this story to help you, one, either understand me. Maybe, you know, we're in a relationship or friendship and we're getting to know each other and you need to know me deeper on additional levels. Maybe you're a podcast listener and this is somehow helping you. But that's B is the help, right? That's the help. I can tell it to someone who may need to be encouraged, who may need to know hope, but it has to end with Sadia's birth. Like, it can't just be like, yeah, me too. Yeah, I've been through that pain too. Yeah, I've lived through that too. It's too much of that. I've had too many of those conversations, too many. And I'm there for you, but I'm not there for you in a misery love company kind of way. Okay, that you're miserable and I'm going to add the company, say, yeah, I was once miserable too. No, if you're going to talk to me about it, we're going to talk about, yes, that was painful. However, there's hope because Sadia is against the odds. The odds were not in her favor. They were not in her favor. I had a pretty smooth pregnancy. I don't know. It wasn't eventful. It was pretty smooth. Okay. But the birth, hoo chow. Okay. I got to the hospital at 2 o'clock. I had her at 4:44. I never made it out of triage. They never made it to give me epidural. She came out so blue, she was purple. She wasn't breathing. They rushed her. They put her on a breathing machine. By the end of the night, they were like, we got to take her off because she is yanking this stuff out of her face. She's breathing on her own. That child is strong. And she's been strong ever since. She's supposed to be here. She's purposeful. That pain that I went through during labor, nothing. Nothing compared to the strength that she was with. If that's what I had to do, I'm sure if you ask me in that moment, I'll be hesitant to say this, but I'm telling you, I would do it all again for her to have the strength that she has now, for her to have the love that she has now. She is absolutely amazing. She's incredibly talented. She's athletic. She's artistic. She is brilliant. She's 5 years old. She can read fluently. She's doing math problems. She amazes me. I'd go through every second of that to have her here and have her who she is. And that's the driver. That's the driver. We don't sit in the pain. We sit in the joy. We sit in the joy. Sit in the joy and let it drive. Let the joy drive. Let's get to the next destination of joy. Let's keep going. So no, I'm not holding on to scars. Okay? Just like I'm not going to hold on to my marriage certificate. That's the scar. I may hold on to my divorce decree for a little while because God dang, that's the joy. Nah, seriously. But once all my paperwork go through everywhere where I don't have to prove that I got divorced in order to switch over my paperwork, I'm probably not going to hold on to that either. I'm probably not because I know I'm divorced. I ain't gonna wake up one day and think I'm married to that man. I could have dementia and that probably still won't happen. But I just thought I'd share that with you because I feel like we sometimes hold on to the scar with the excuse of it's proof that I healed. But when we retell the story, we don't sound healed. when we retell the story, we don't feel healed. And I feel like maybe we're not as healed as we thought we were. But maybe that's because we're holding on to the scar. Maybe that's because we're holding on to the proof. And it's so funny that I arrived here because I've been here before. When I was a kid and my mother and father had passed away, and I was growing up in my aunt's house. My aunt is my mother's little sister. And we had a closet full, I mean a closet full of my mother's clothes. Dresses, coats, closet full in the basement. And you know, at first as a kid, I'm trying on stuff. Can I have this? Can I have this? You know, my mother was fly. So everything, Chanel bags, just Chanel, everything. So Gucci, all of that. And that's probably why I don't wear a bunch of Chanel, Gucci and all of that now, because it was so common in my household. And after she passed, it didn't mean nothing. It didn't, like, all that name brand stuff didn't mean anything because she still wasn't here. So it didn't have the value for me. But like I said, we had a closet full of her stuff. And I remember asking my aunt, like, as I got older, like, what are we going to do with it? Are we going to give it away, send it to Goodwill? And she was so reluctant. Like, how dare I even ask that? And she was very slow to get rid of the stuff. And for her, they were representations of her sister. And, you know, you can't rush nobody's healing. You can't rush nobody's phases. But I remember thinking to myself, like, can't we just take, because, you know, we had Polaroids back then. I know I'm dating myself, but so what? We had Polaroids. I used to be like, can't we just take a picture and put them in a photo album and stuff and, like, have pictures of this? And it's much more concise. And we could then use the space. And I remember thinking, like, God, you know, she would go through the clothes or touch the clothes or see a piece of clothing and have a memory. But the memory seemed so painful for her. It really did. And it's because she wasn't healed. I mean, that was obvious. But she was holding on to the scar in the representation of pain. It represented pain for her and she wouldn't let it go. It's almost like we think we're paying homage to the people that we love by constantly being in mourning. And I don't know how I've arrived at a place where I feel like that might be a wrong approach for me, that I want to pay homage to you by doing all the things that you thought I could, being all the things that you believed I could be, taking all the love that you gave me and made me feel, and pouring that love into somebody else and helping someone else elevate, helping someone else heart heal, helping someone else get to the next phase and the next level of their life. Being great. Not just for myself, but for those around me. That's the real homage for me. So again, when it comes to my babies, I don't need representation of the pain. I don't need to walk around with my scar. I'm going to walk around with the joy that I've gained from knowing that I have a survivor, from knowing that my survivor is so dope that she's thriving. She's so dope, yo. She's so dope. That's what I'm gonna walk around with. I got a dope daughter. She just dope. Y'all wanna buy a t-shirt? Listen, go to my Twitter. You wanna see she's selling shirts because she wants to go to art school and she wants to contribute to what it may cost because she's dope. She's dope. Word. It's her original artwork on these t-shirts. That was a big lesson for me this week. Whether I had to learn it once or twice before, or if there's parts of it that's new to me now, I haven't even really fully evaluated that. All I know is the scar for me is not necessary. Once I heal, there's a time and a place for everything, right? So there's the wound that, you know, I deal with in the time of the wound. But then there's a scar that represents that the wound has closed up, right? That I've moved to a new phase and the wound has closed up and there's a story there. But I'm not going to beat that story to death. Eventually, that scar is going to heal and it's going to blend into me. It's going to blend into my skin. And that's what I want for my pain. Just blend. Blend into who I am. These are the parts of who make me who I am. But I don't have to retell the pain over and over and over again. I don't have to look at the representation of pain over and over again. I can look at the representation of survival, thriving over and over again. And that is my joy. That is my true representation of healing, is my joy and me making it and going to the next step. Now, you may agree to disagree, or maybe this helped you. I don't know. You could definitely get in my inbox. I'm on Twitter at PWrites. That's PWRITES. Let's talk about it. PWrites, also on Instagram. If you would like to read any of my work and see how I've been able to take pieces of my story and spin it into fictional stories and do other things with it, certainly check me out on Amazon. My name is Phoenix Ash. I have a number of books available there, as well as on Kindle, Kindle Unlimited. I have a couple of books on Audible. In Her Makeup, which is the first novel that I had ever written, is available on Audible, Kindle, and Amazon paperback. So if you catch my fleets anytime in the next week or so, you might be able to catch my sale on paperbacks. I'm selling paperbacks that I have left because I told you I'm packing up my house, I'm cleaning my house. And so I have a number of books available that I would like to sell so I don't have to add to the weight of what I'm taking with me. If you want an autographed copy, definitely hit up my inbox so that I can get that to you. If you want to support. I love it. You want to retweet the or repost the podcast and share it with your friends and share however you want to share it. Tell your mom, your sister, your brother, your uncle, your cousin, whomever. They welcome to get up in my inbox and talk about some stuff too if they like. But I thank you for giving me the opportunity to have a platform to share my voice, because it's necessary for my growth and necessary for my healing and necessary for my joy. So thank you. I appreciate you. I'm off the soapbox. Until the next time when we can exchange power. I love you guys. Peace.